Welcome back to Fostering Faith. I am going to be your host today, and we are going to continue in this series of our fruit of the Spirit. And as we are walking through the fruits of the Spirit, I hope you guys have tuned in to the last couple of episodes that we've done. And so this is the episode where we're going to be talking about the fruit that we really just kind of try to avoid: patience. And so trusting God in timing whenever you're tired of waiting. Hey friends, welcome back to Fostering Faith, and today we're going to be diving into the hardest fruit of the Spirit to actually live it out, and that's patience. And so Galatians 5, 22 through 23 lists patience right after, right in the middle of love, joy, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. But let's be honest, it's the one we usually skip over in our prayers. We want peace. We want joy, we want love, but patience, that's the one that requires a waiting room. And none of us like to sit there. And so in today's episode called Patience, Trusting God's Timing When You're Tired of Waiting, we're going to be talking about what biblical patient really means and why God lets us wait. What's happening in the unseen when nothing seems to be moving, and how can we grow through this process without losing heart or a sense of humor? So grab your coffee, maybe grab your Bible, and let's get into it. And so what patient really is, and so when scripture says the fruit of the Spirit is patience, the Greek word there, it literally means long-tempered, the opposite of being short-tempered. It's a passive or lazy waiting. It's the active endurance of faith. It's staying steady when everything in you wants to fix it, rush it, or throw it away. But we have James 1, 2 through 4 says it, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that testing your faith produces perseverance. And let perseverance finish its works so that you may mature and complete, not lacking in anything." Notice that. Let perseverance finish its works. Patience is not something that gives faith time to mature. It's what turns belief into trust and trust into steadfastness. In the world that we live in, of same-day deliveries, instant answers, and fast-forward buttons, God is more than that. God is more like a slow cooker. He's not an Instapot. And we've said that several times on this podcast. He's not late. He's methodical. In his timing, he's not just preparing of what's ahead. He's preparing you for it. And so why God lets us wait? Romans 8:25 says, "If we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with patience." Why does God make us wait? Because waiting is faith in motion. It's where the spiritual muscle is built. Waiting exposes what we actually believe about God, not what we say we believe, but what we functionally live out when nothing is happening. When you're in the silent season, when the door hasn't opened, the answer hasn't come, and the healing hasn't shown up, God isn't punishing you. He's perfecting something in you that can't be developed any other way. Patience forces down dependence. It strips away pride. It turns "I can do this on my own" into "Lord, I can't take another step unless you lead." And in that dependence, that's depth. God delays are often driven by divine development. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait on the Lord and be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Notice that "be strong" and "wait" live in the same verse. Waiting is not weakness. It's spiritual strength under control. And so that is, that was our word of the year whenever I coached last year, was meekness. And so that is not weakness. It is strength under control. And so faith lessons from the Bible. And so we were in class today, and we were talking about Hebrews 12 and how that's kind of the hall of faith, hall of fame faith. And so think about Abraham. God promised him descendants as numerous as the stars, and yet he waited 25 years for Isaac. And in the same time, Abraham's faith was tested, not destroyed, but refined. God didn't change his promise. He changed Abraham through the process. Joseph dreamed as a teenager that he would be raised to leadership. But before the dream was fulfilled, he was betrayed, sold, falsely accused, and imprisoned. And here's the thing: none of those seasons were wasted. Every pit and prison taught him something that the palace would require of him later. And Job lost everything: family, health, wealth. And yet he said, though he may slay me, yet will I hope in him. That's patience on a soul level. Not, I like what's happening, but I trust who's in control of it. And even Jesus modeled patience, 30 years of preparation for 3 years of ministry. He could have started at 12 whenever he was already teaching in the temples, but he waited until his father said it was time. Patience isn't weakness, it's obedience. What patience produces in us. So James says patience makes us mature and complete, not lacking anything. Why? Because patience builds perspective. It reminds you that you are not God. And so let me repeat that. You are not God. We are not God. I am not God. And that's actually good news. Patience also builds compassion. And whenever you've had to wait for your breakthrough, you extend more grace to others who have been waiting for theirs. You stop comparing timelines because you realize that God's doesn't run on comparison. Ecclesiastes 3:11 says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." Not your time, its time. The time that God has appointed for it. You can't rush it. He's still refining it. And here's a quiet miracle that happens in the waiting. Your prayers shift from "God, hurry up," to "God, help me stay faithful." And that's the fruit of patience. Not just waiting, but wanting and waiting well. The temptations to quit early. We've all had them. We all want to quit something that is not doing what we want. And so let's talk about the danger zone. The moment when you're about to give up, that's when the enemy whispers, "This is never going to happen. God forgot about you. You're not worthy of this. Who are you?" But Hebrews 6:12 says, "Through faith and patience, we inherit the promises." Not just through faith and patience. Patience is what keeps the door of faith open long enough for the promise to walk through. And when we quit too early, we forfeit what God was about to finish. We step out of the oven just before the bread rises. I'm not condoning that. And why are we have in the season of waiting? Why does it matter? Because the moment that you're ready to quit might be the exact moment God is about to reveal why you had to wait in the first place. So don't let your emotions make permanent decisions in a temporary season. Let me repeat that. Don't let your emotions make permanent decisions in a temporary season. And that message will preach itself. Your emotions can make permanent decisions. Your emotions, whenever you're mad, your emotions, whenever you're happy, whenever you are feeling some type of way, and you make a decision that has permanent markers on your life, and you were just in a temporary season. Seasons, reasons, and lifetimes. And so how to wait well? How do I do this? How do I wait well? Because we don't wait for anything. We want instant macaroni and cheese. We want instant this. We want delivery the same day. We want all the things, and we don't have to wait for anything. And so it's just like a muscle. You have to wait. It has to be built up in you. And he knows that we are not patient people, and he wants us to wait. It's his timing, it's his will. And we are changed by prayer. And so waiting well isn't passive, it's purposeful. And so how do we live it out? One, stay in the word. When you can't hear God, read what he's already said. His promises are still active. They're still the same. Whenever you can't hear God, look to see what's in your ears. What are you listening to? Who are you around? Are you in his word? You have to stay connected to the vine. Two, keep showing up. Be faithful in the small things. Obedience in the ordinary often unlocks extraordinary. He wants you to keep showing up for that job on time. You keep praying for a promotion. He's like, but you can't even show up for this job on time. You keep praying for an increase. You can't tithe what you don't, what you're not even, what you have now. Keep showing up. Keep showing up. Keep being faithful in the small times. He sees what goes on behind closed doors. He sees your tears. He hears your prayers. He hears it. Keep showing up. Three, worship while you wait. Verses, like in Snow White, I think it says, whistle while you work. And so, whistle while you work, while you're working on a better self, while you're working on whatever he has you working on. Worship while you wait. Praise changes your perspective, it moves your focus from what's missing to who's present. And so, we don't worship our feel, or we don't worship our with our emotions. We shouldn't. Because, oh, this song isn't hitting. I don't like this person that's singing. No, we worship the God that gave us breath in our lungs. We worship because it changes how, whenever your hands are lifted and you are singing to the guy that gave us the sun and the moon and the stars, and he gave us an opportunity for today, it changes the atmosphere. Four, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't let bitterness and resentment change you. And so, allowing people to be in your life, allowing people to letting bitterness take root, don't let bitterness take root. Bitterness delays what patience is trying to grow. Five, encourage others. When you help someone else hold on, you're strengthened. Your own grip too. And so while you're encouraging somebody else, you're often just like pulling all the strings, because you'll do more for people than you'll do for yourself. And so you're just reading all the scriptures, and you're doing this and you're doing that to help a friend. And hopefully you're listening to yourself, because you're probably giving them advice that you need to hear yourself. And he often puts people in front of you that it's kind of a reflection of what you're going through, and so you can see it literally right in front of you. So patient isn't sitting still, it's standing firm. And so what happens whenever you finally see it? When God finally fulfills the promise, you've realized something profound. The waiting wasn't wasted. Abraham looked at Isaac and realized God's faithfulness was worth every tear. Joseph stood before his brothers and said, "What you meant for evil, God meant for good." Job got double of what he lost. And Jesus, after waiting through the death itself, rose again in victory. Every waiting room in scripture ended in revelation. And yours will too, if you allow it to, if you don't walk off, if you don't get mad and just say, I'm done with this. It's not in my time. It's not in my way. I just give up. It's not happening too quick. And you walk off. Romans 8:28 reminds us, and we know that in all things, God works for the good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. even in the waiting. And so here's your challenge this week. Stop asking, how long, Lord? And start asking, what are you trying to teach me while I wait? Patience isn't just about surviving the delay. It's about surrendering your timeline. Because whenever you trust in his timing, you discover that his delay is never denial. It's divine design. And it's not about preparing what's coming. He's preparing it for you. And when it finally arrives, you'll see why it had to take this long. And we talked about it before. And so like to be an elephant, it's like you're pregnant for like 2 years because you're birthing something so great. You're birthing this huge, massive, you know, animal versus like rabbits or like cats are like pregnant for like 2 days or something. I mean, it's like ridiculous. And so would you rather be pregnant with an elephant or with a dog or a cat? I mean, and so look at the dream. And so you've prayed big prayers. You've prayed big things. And so it takes a while to build you, to make sure that you have the character, to make sure that you have the endurance to run the race ahead. And he has to fine tune things. He has to change you, he has to mold you. And so just breathe, stay faithful. Don't rush what God is refining, because patience isn't a punishment. It's preparation. And so we would love to pray for you guys. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you so much for yesterday. Thank you for being patient with us when we're not patient with you. Teach us to trust your timing, even when we don't understand. Give us endurance from whenever we want to quit, and peace whenever we want to panic, and faith when we can't see the finish line. Help us wait well with hope and humility and with confidence that you're still working. And we pray this in your name. Amen. 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 And so we wish you guys the best week. We love you guys. Stay tuned for next week as we continue the series, as we walk through the fruits of the Spirit. Stay warm. It is so chilly outside here. We hope you guys have an amazing week. Bye.